So it is my great privilege to introduce to you once again for maybe for some of you who are new. If it wasn't for a missionary who went down to Haiti in 1986, I wouldn't be here today. You know, so I am a product. When God told them, you go in the slum, go in, you know, in Carrefour, where the poor lives. If they didn't obey, me and many others and wouldn't be here. And there was a promise on their life. The Lord said, you go and your fruit will remain. And I thank God because your fruit is remaining. And not only that, of course, I went to their ministry school. That's where I met Kendra. Okay, so, you know, so anyway, would you put your hands together for my spiritual father, Lloyd Smoker?
I need something because I did something I normally don't do. I usually have all my handwritten notes, but
that's good.
That's perfect. That's perfect. Thank you, Mark. You know whose stand I have.
When you write with this,
yep.
Make sure you hold it.
Okay. All right. I think it's going to be looking pretty good because it's like right there. Okay. I am a teacher, and I'm stuck on old technology. I'm still old-fashioned. I still haven't, a whiteboard. I asked God if he's got a whiteboard, and he didn't know, but Kendra knew where it was hidden away, okay? But I will learn to do the whiteboard like I should in this new technology age. I'll get there. Give me some time. But until then, you're going to be stuck with my... And this, you know... I often use you see what these things are for? These things are for the flip charts, you know? So when we do ministry school, I usually end up buying two flip charts because I don't like to just erase everything and forget it. You got to turn back sometimes because you got to remember what was said. All right? No. Now, you remember what was said. What is it? What do you call it? And forget, don't worry about my writing. It's who it is. All right. Isn't that what you call it? Is there a more professional name for it?
No.
Okay. All right. And then we had somebody get out their phones, or I don't care what. If you can remember the first Sunday, what was it? What was the date? God, no, not you. Somebody else. Somebody else. What was it? Get your phones out or your notes. Okay. Phones or notes. What was the... The first Sunday is what? Okay, seven. Who was here? Or what was said? Who was here? What was said?
Pastor Ricardo and Kendra, we
introduced them. Oh, you. Okay, come on. That was the first one. Okay, seven. What was it?
Robert.
Okay, tell me about Robert. Tell me about Robert. Now, this is important. This is review. This is okay, huh?
Sin and sinning.
Whoa, okay. What was it?
Sin and sinning.
Sin what?
Sin.
Plural, thank you. And what?
S-I-N, S-I-N-S, and S-I-N-I-N.
Oh, sin. All right. Okay.
Who will make it and who won't make it?
Okay, who will make it and who won't make it? Okay. Now, why is that? What does that have to do with missions? He did.
Just came back.
Okay, he had preached that. And he preached that. Okay. Now, all this here very important because what? Without the gospel, where are we going? Without the gospel, where are we going? Our own, it's right, to hell, to our own way.
Yep.
All right, so we know that. Okay, seven, what's the next date? We're not going to spend a whole lot of time in review because I just want to jig. Okay, 14. 14, and what was that?
Amy introduced the pastors to the Israel
Who did? Oh, okay, Amy, okay. Was it an interview? Ah, wonderful. I like that. See, this is helping me understand where you're at too, because what's taken place in this past month is going to affect what I'm going to say today.
Come on.
You're going to get it, not because I got a download from something special for you. It's just that I believe sometimes we just need to go back a little bit, pull on the reins and just stop and say, okay, what has happened? What has happened? Why was this? If it's just the pastor's thing or the administrator's thing to have a missionary month, so be it. That's okay. But there's a reason for behind that. And sometimes we need to just stop and say, okay, we just get so comfortable in our seats. We know that. How many of us are still sitting in the same seat? Oh, then. Okay. Anyway, that's not the point. I'm saying that's how we are. So we're used to having church as usual. We're just having to have church as usual. So Pastor Ricardo comes along and says, we're going to have a missionary month. Month. Well, we used to have just weekends. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Isn't that how it used to be? That's how it was? Well, no, we're going to have a whole month. I don't know if I like that. Here or there, 14. Amy, interview with Kendra. I don't know why. I always put the firstborn first. You know that? All right. Okay. Now, next. Then, and what was out of that? What did you take away, or what came up into your brain from that? They talked about what they did in Haiti. Now, what impressed you about? I'll learn my ropes. Hear ya. That's right. Boldness? Okay, I'm not going to write all of it, but I just want to boldness. See, it's coming back, isn't it? See, that's why it was so important for you guys to have a month of this, because it gets you out of your comfort zone where you just come to church and hear the word, hear the anointed word, praise and worship, and go home and do that. But no, there's been a little bit of a change in emphasis here, and you're already beginning to see boldness is what? Speaks. Speak the truth. Okay, boldness, truth. Yes, exactly right. Now, where I'm going, and I hope I can take you there, is we're going to go somewhere with boldness to do what? You read sideways?
Yep.
What is it?
Mindset.
Or some people understand it as... Right? It has to do with what? Okay. Let's go on. We're going. Okay. 7, 14, and 7. Am I right?
21.
What was 21? John who?
Gray
from?
Union Mission.
Union, okay. Union Mission, tell me about it.
They minister to the homeless and... that's right.
Somebody, yeah, what?
We spoke about those that are on the streets that are homeless.
Okay, streets, they're talking about the homeless, okay? Now, what was your takeaway from it? I know there's lots of different takeaways, but I just want to hear a takeaway from what he said. And as he presented that to you, is anybody else here? Raise your hand if you're involved in homeless ministry right now, personally. No. Oh, did I say? She is. Okay. She's the only one. That's okay. So he introduced you to a whole nother realm of what?
Mindset.
Uh-huh. Which affects what?
Mentality.
Yes. Okay. And what was the takeaway for some of you? Tremendous. C-O-M-P-A-S-S-I. Did I spell it right? Okay, compassion. Where does that come from? Yeah. Also comes from us as individuals. You know why? Because we carry his
DNA.
You see, what happens now a lot of times when you don't have compassion, you hear this from somebody that is involved in it, and it stirs up what? It stirs up your DNA. It stirs up that inside of you. And when that's coupled with Holy Spirit, what happens? There is a mindset change that takes place in you. And you got a choice, just like you and I. You say, oh man, this guy's really got, he's got compassion for these people. And you're sitting there and you say, man, I don't have that. Now, there's no condemnation. See, this is not where we're going with this. Where we're going is when we sit with Holy Spirit actively involved in our lives, our mindsets are challenged. They're challenged. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Well, I don't have it like him. God just gave it to him. Some of us just write it off and say, well, that's for somebody else. But not realizing that it's for you just as much. That's why he's putting a finger on the mindset, on your mentality and how you're looking at it. And so all we can do is what we prayed so many times already this morning. Jesus, help me. I don't got it. I don't got it. And then your mind goes back to Scripture. He was moved with compassion, and then he touched him. He said, man, I don't have that. I don't even want to be around these people that are sick like that. Oh, God, help me. Are you with me?
I'm here.
You just missionary, Mark.
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, 21. Here, dude, we're not going to take it all away, but then we got add 7. What's today, 27? Oh, 28, that's right. Yeah, I didn't add right. See? That's why I like the class, because the class helps keep me in line. See what I'm saying? So we got Lloyd and Darlene, right? All right. Now, what's he going to talk about?
The mission.
The mission, that's right. You got it. I'm going to talk a lot about this. All right? So I don't have a title. I got to be careful here. That's all right. Okay, yeah, we'll go. Yeah, you can erase that. Or take your picture. I can't do it on that one. But what I want to take you to, I'm going to take you to Scripture first. Somebody get a hold of Romans 12, verse 1. Because what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about this mentality. We're going to talk, and now, you heard a lot about missions. Okay, but while I'm talking, somebody get Romans 12, 1 and 2. Okay, so we're talking about mission, and this is very, very easy. What is that? Can you read it? Yeah. Now we know it, a missionary, very simple, somebody who has a what? He's on a mission. You're going to, Jacob, right? You're going to be deployed. So I'm sitting here, and my teacher gave me another word which I didn't have in my notes, which we have to go on. Okay. He's going to go on a mission, right? Because he's a what? Nah, we don't call him missionary. What is he? Yeah, he's a soldier. Okay. Now let's just jump into that military mindset, which is very important. Okay, so he's going on a mission because he is a soldier, right? Now, we're going to go hit this other scripture. No, let's just do it right now. I want you to see 2 Timothy 2. No. Yeah, 2 Timothy 2, 1 to 4. We're going to go over this because this is so important. A missionary is someone who's on a what? Now, in the military, we're talking military, all right? He's a soldier, right? But what does he do? Does he go by himself?
No.
He has to do something first. What does he have to do? Military, huh? Okay, who's military people here? Military, retired. Okay, you guys know. I don't know. I missed it in 1970 when I registered because, 70. It was through Vietnam, right? So I missed the draft. And then it went from there into voluntary. So I never served, so I don't know, but I have an idea, okay? But let's just get back into these military terms. What happened? In order for you to go in to be a soldier, what do you have to do? Or, in other words, sign up, right? What happened? Okay, see, now I didn't know that, but that's better yet. Swear in. What's it mean to be sweared in? Oh, commit yourself to what? To allegiance. Oh, I got to write so fast I can't. To, so you're going to weep with me. Okay, what else?
To the Constitution.
Ooh, submit. To con, S-T-I-T-U-T-I-O-N, all right? And more and more, et cetera, et cetera. This is general. This is just general. Now, the reason we got to go back to this, because what does this all mean? There is a, there is a mental change for you to be a what? To be a missionary. That's another term, okay? So, but I want you to link these two today so you catch on, because it's what we have signed up for. Yes. When I got saved, I enlisted. So now when I'm deployed, no matter where it is, I go under my, I need all this stuff. Oh, come on, C-O-M, commanding. Ah, you got it. Oh, F-I-C-E-R. What do you call him? Okay. See you. Who's your CO? Now, we quick to say Jesus because you know what? Because you know where I'm going on it. But who is he really? Or have you been deployed by him and are you submitted to him? Or are you doing your own thing? Are you living the American dream? Come on. Are you just going to church? Are you living in church? Nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying, no, we're not. I'm not here for condemnation. I want to get a hold of this brain in here, and I want to jiggle it, and I want to be confronted with the truth and reality of what we are called to. Or some people forget, and I forget from time to time, what I signed up for. What I signed up for. You realize Jacob's going, he's being deployed, right? Bye-bye, family. Part of the cost, isn't it? A little bit of suffering.
Sacrifice.
That's military. Friends, I'm here to tell you, no different. When I signed up when I was 13 years old, that was earlier than you're supposed to. I signed up when I was 13. I didn't realize and understand it till I was 16. But when I was 16, I got my marching orders from Holy Spirit, and I learned who my CO is. And I've been following my CO's orders ever since. Oh, yeah, Lloyd, you were a missionary in Haiti 20 years, weren't you? No. Big deal. I've been 18 years in Lancaster County. Another deployment. I was 6 years in upstate New York. Another deployment. Why? What was I doing? Just listening to my what? Now, somebody read that. Where are we at? Yeah, 2 Timothy 2, 1 to 4. Somebody read it. 2 Timothy, I mentioned 2. Let's get 2. Yeah, 2, 1 to 4. Yeah, what's it say?
You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Jesus Christ.
That's me. I've been doing that. I'm proud of doing that. I'm proud of my flag. I'm proud of my country. I celebrate the country that sent me here. And that country will never die. That country will be forever getting bigger and bigger. And my country has overtaken your country. Until, like we said, the whole earth is filled with his glory. Yes, sir. I mean, I don't know how to do it right. Did I do it? Romans What do we do? What do we do to make this difference? How do we get back on track, or how do we stay on track? Yeah, there's a way to it, and Romans 12 says it, 1 and 2. Somebody read it. You're right on target, sister. Right on. What is it now? How was your boot camp? Did your boot camp work? Or are you still hanging on to some of those old ideas? I think it should be this way. I think it should be run this way. I think it could be better if they do it just a little bit way. Maybe if they turn the music down a little bit. Maybe if they get others. Come on. You see what we're getting into? It's not that it's wrong, no, it's just that that becomes a priority in your life if you and you forget who your CO is. Yeah. Jacob, what's it like? Every time now, you've been deployed how many times? Okay, fourth. What do you have to change when you're deployed? What goes through your head? Yeah, what do you when you switch from civilian life? And then what do you have to do inside of this thing to make the switch to be effective? Just follow orders. Anything else? Just being obedient. I got to write these things down. This is soldier, right? This is soldier. You got it? Okay, that's a soldier. What was the first one? Just. Now, I don't take lightly all these words. And I don't want you to take them lightly either. But the way he said it says a whole lot, didn't he? He said. Now, doesn't that suggest something to you? What's it suggest to you? He don't want to just. Very simple. We use it. Nike's thing, yeah? Just do it. Do what? Yeah, make it happen. What? What he has been ordered to do. He has been trained to walk with his team. And I'm thinking, you know, these guys, and the biggest thing I hear in the military, I don't know if it's true, it's just, we got your back. The thing I do know about the military, over the years that I have observed, they don't let their boys ever sit alone. They're always covered. And I'm sure in your training, you tell me if that's true, your training is, it has to give you confidence to know that if you're in a position, you always got two or three people right around you, whether it's in the vehicle, whether it's on the mission, right? And then he knows those guys are with him. Okay, what do they call them? See, this is good stuff. Battle buddies. Okay, you're in the Navy, right? Okay. Shipmates. Come on, give me. And this is military. This is military. We are in a government military institution with these answers, but that institution was designed and established by Father God himself.
Yep.
Or, and I'll tell you why you can declare that. It's because the success rate that the U.S. military has is because they were taking examples and they set up correct what we call authority, correct chain of command, all this kind of stuff, which was directly from Father God. So the effects that they have as a military, what we would call machine, depends on the bottom line of these guys, my shipmates. They got me covered. I got my battle buddies. And then when you're out there in your vehicle, if you're not in a vehicle, or your ship, you've got a whole battalion of what? Medical. You've got a whole people that are, if something happens, bam, just like that. I had a wake-up call. I have a friend whose son was in Homeland Security. And we were in Haiti at the time when Keegan went into, you remember Keegan, he went into Homeland Security. And Haiti, we saw 16 presidents in 20 years. You know, I mean, so that's chaos and chaotic. And Jim Owens from Richmond, Virginia, his son Keegan went into Homeland Security. And Keegan told his dad, because we were close friends with Jim Owens, he says, "Now, Jim, if Lloyd ever gets off to the side, did they kidnap him or take him away?" He said, "All he has to do, this is, I don't know if it's true, and I never had to try it." He said, "Take off your shirt, and with your t-shirt, wave it wherever you are." He said, "We will see you. And we will know what that sign means. Distress." Back up. We have that. We have an angelic force that's behind us that many of us don't know how to tap into. Military, see, it's just a sign, an example to us so that we don't get discouraged in well-doing, to realize, yes, we have this going for us. All right, changing the mentality. So we've got this whole backup taking place. What do we need to do? Like our sister was saying, reread that scripture on Romans 12, 1 and 2. Oh, that's all right. Somebody else got it. That's all right. Let's reread it again, but I want you to get it and get it into your spirit, because this is the way out. This is the way to put our mindsets in the correct position for us to know what we're to really do. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you do? What do we do? This is coming back to the enlisting part. It's what do? You sign your life away. You sign it away. It's not yours anymore. Yeah. Just like in the military, it's in the machine. They got to put you in boot camp because I got to get your
mind
in line to be able to just submit, to be in to obey, to understand how to work with your battle buddies. To understand what it's like to be with your shipmates, boxed in a small quarter for how many?
6-7 months.
6-7 months.
That was in my time.
In your time. So in civilian life, see, we go crazy doing that because we don't, our neighbors are way too close, you know. Our name, come on. You see where they drove their car? You see where they let their dog go? I got to clean up his poop. What's that? Come on. Wake up. We're called to have a different mentality. We're called to live differently. We need to allow Holy Spirit to think. What do we need to do is just offer our bodies a what? That's it. Living sacrifice. Just offer your body. Just offer it up. Say, here I am. Here I am, Lord. And the cry of our hearts becomes, oh man, I don't know how to do this. I can't do this. Well, that's what boot camp's all about. That's what Holy Spirit is here for. See, Holy Spirit is here to be your CO. Holy Spirit is very, very important person here in our life because he's here to teach you all these things. And he's here to show you how to do it. He's here to show you how to offer your body. He's here to show you how to change your mentality. When you can't, when your shipmates are way too much, they're cussing way too much, and they're doing this, and they're doing that, and they're effing that, and they're effing this. It's like, what are you going to do? Exactly. Galatians 4 talks about it. He says, put to death the deeds of the flesh. How? Oh, I got to get through my counselor. I got to rethink this stuff. I got to do that. No, no, no. By the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind. You can't renew your mind if you don't know your mind needs to be renewed. See, that's why I say a lot of times we get so caught up in civilian mentality, caught up in the American dream. Oh, I did my time. You guys who are military men, you know when people say, oh, I did my time, you go, and you've been in it 20, 25, you go, don't you? They don't know what they're talking about. They're saying, oh, I did my time. And you know what's going on in the back of your head? I did my lifetime. That's what we're called to. We're called to that. I'm not going to stop connecting up and listening to my CO until I die.
Yeah, that's right. There it is.
I got a lot of decorations. I got lots of decorations. All of the awards I got. Damn, when I get to heaven, I got lots of them. You don't see them, do you? He wears them for me. I'm just going to keep obeying. I'm going to keep connecting to the CO. Where's your next deployment? I'm 2 years into mine. I got a 10-year one coming. I'm in one right now, 10 years. I know what it is. Darlene and I have been on this journey together. It's not just me. I don't get to keep my family. I get to take my family with me. That's the good part. I mean, look at Kendra. Look at all my kids. They got this kingdom mentality. They know who their CO is. They know what God's doing with them because they're connected up. I was going to get into this whole thing about ambassadors and stuff like that, but the only thing I have in my heart to tell you, you know, Mike Waltz, who is he? He's the UN ambassador for the United States, right? Right? You know, did you know that? You knew that, probably, did, or maybe not. It just happened. He just got confirmed last week. It took him 9 months. I'm not going to criticize that. I'm just telling you. It doesn't take 9 months for you to get your confirmation. When you enlisted, you were in. Instantly. So what I'm asking you to do in your mental ascent here, what we're talking about, because we've been jiggling with your, I'm messing with your mind. I'm messing with your mind. Because I want you to re-enlist or connect with your CEO like you intended to right from the get-go. If you need to reconnect, reconnect. Tell your CEO you're sorry that you've been running your own show, running your own way. I want to be an active soldier who puts away all this other stuff because don't have time for it.
Yeah.
And it's all different for each one of us. It's just all different. But you got to know in your heart what your deployment is. Because when people ask you, what are you doing? Oh, boy, I'm not sure what I am doing. No, like me. I'm living at Shetland Drive 321, and in the morning I'm going to work Monday through Friday. Normally I do that, but I'm going into a mission field where I'm going to be meeting people who are despondent, who hate my kingdom. But I'm here to bring light into their situation. I'm here to bless my enemies. I'm here to bless those tenants that I have to go in and fix something that they destroyed. And they called up the owner of the house and they said, oh, you know, we got to come and fix this. And they won't tell him why he destroyed it. I go in there and I'm the middleman and I got to make peace. Why do I got to make peace? Because my CO has told me that when I go, I need to make peace. And I do. And I have this whole backup crew.
Yeah.
I have this whole angelic backup crew that makes a difference, that makes the way possible for me to go in and make peace, and I'm successful. Just like you are. So, reconnect. Make your calling sure. Where is that? Scripture is what? Is that Corinthians? 2 Corinthians? That comes to my mind. Make your calling sure. Is that 2 Corinthians? Or is it? Somebody find it for me. Kendra always knows. I used to call her anytime in Haiti, and I couldn't find it. Where's that? Eddie's group. Okay, that might be. What is it? Yes, that's the one. What is it? Read it.
May make you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may bring to fruition your every desire for goodness and your every deed of righteousness.
That's right. See, it's not your civilian desire. It's not your civilian desire. It's your desire to serve your Lord and Master, your CO. So that we may what? Everybody, just close your eyes. I want you to ask the Lord, your CO, have I been worthy of what you called me to do? Am I living up to what you've called me to be.